This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up in a moment, Opera Box.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener members, and by WOW Children's Museum. More information can be found at wowchildrensmuseum.org. Support comes from Save Home Heat Company, providing professional heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical services to Denver Boulder area homeowners for over 40 years. More information can be found at savehomeheat.com.
Welcome to Opera Box. My name's Gary McBride, and I'll be with you for the next hour. We'll start with some selections from Michael Ching's 2011 opera, A Midsummer Night's Dream. And following that, we'll be hearing Prayers and Remembrances by Stephen Paulus in its entirety. It's a choral cantata written back in 2011 for the 10th anniversary of 9/11. But first, selections from Michael Ching's opera. This work, based on Shakespeare's drama, is for a cappella vocal ensemble alone. There is no orchestra, no accompaniment. The only sounds for the entire opera come from the mouths of the vocalists, percussion included. Now, to the story. A Midsummer Night's Dream opens in Duke Theseus's court. He and Hippolyta and Aegeus set the scene. Their crazy kids are up to no good. They're not agreeing to marry each other like good children should. And as you probably know, if you know the drama, the rest of the opera is going to be about getting the right pairs of lovers married to each other. And then enters King Oberon for a little magic. So we'll hear the first two scenes as performed by the original opera Memphis cast production of January 2011, produced by Delta Capella and conducted by Chris Tucker, the opening of A Midsummer Night's Dream by Michael Ching.
Hippolyta, a nuptial hour draws on apace. For happy days bring in another moon.
For days will quickly steep themselves in night. For nights will quickly dream away the time. And then the moon, like to silver bow, new bent in heaven, shall behold the night of our solemnities.
Hippolyta, I wooed thee with my sword, and won thy love to wing the injuries. But I will wed thee in another key, with tongue, with triumph, and with reveling.
Happy be Theseus, a renowned duke.
Bow, 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 bow.
Thanks, good Aegeus. What's the news with thee?
Full of vexation come I, with complaint, with complaint, against my child, my daughter Hermia. Stand forth, Demetrius. This man hath my consent to marry her. Stand forth, Lysander. My gracious duke, this man hath bewitched the bosom of my child. Thou, Lysander, thou hast given her rhymes and interchanged love tokens with my child. With cunning thou hast pierced my daughter's heart. Turn her obedience, which is due to me, to stubborn harshness. And my gracious duke, be it so, she will not hear before your grace. Consent
privilege of Athens. As she is mine, I may dispose of her, which shall be either to this gentleman or to her death.
The king doth keep his revels here tonight. Take heed, the queen come not within his sight. For Oberon is passing fell, and wrath because that she as her attendant hath a lovely boy stolen from an Indian king. She never had so sweet a changeling, and jealous Oberon would have the child, knight of his train, to trace the forest wild. But she perforce withholds the loved boy, crowns him with flowers, and makes him all her joy. And now they never meet in grove or green, by fountain clear or spangled starlight sheen, but they do swear that all their ales for fear creep into acorn cups and hide them there.
You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. And we're listening to selections from A Midsummer Night's Dream. We're going to continue now by listening to the end of Act One. We'll hear from some farm animals and then what happens when Puck causes Demetrius and Lysander to get lost in the woods and spy a sleeping Tatiana. It's a complicated story. Let's just enjoy the beautiful music by Michael Ching from A Midsummer Night's Dream. We'll hear Delta Capella Riva, conducted by Curtis Tucker.
I see thy knavery. It is to make an ass of me, to frighten me if they could. But I will not stir from this place. Do what they can. I will walk up and down, and I shall sing, so they shall hear that I am not afraid. The usual cock, so black of hue, with orange tiny bill. The thrush so whiff, his note so true.
What angel wakes me from my flowery bed?
The wren with little quill, the finch, the sparrow, and the lark, the plain song cuckoo ray, whose note full many a man doth mock, and dares not answer nay. For indeed, who would set his wit to so foolish a bird? But who would give the bird a lie, though he cried cuckoo never so?
Pucker child.
Methinks, mistress, you should have little reason for that. And yet, to say the truth,
Reason and love keep little company together nowadays. The more the pity, some honest neighbor may not make them friends. Nay, I can gleek upon occasion.
Thou art as wise as thou art beautiful.
Not so, neither. If I had wit enough to get out of this wood, I'd have enough to serve mine own turn.
Out of this wood, do not desire to go. Thou shalt remain here, whether thou wilt or no. I am a spirit of no common rate. The summer doth tend upon my state, and I do love thee. Give thee fairies to attend on thee, and they shall fetch thee jewels from the deep, and sing while thou unpressed falls asleep, and overpass thy mortal grossness, so that thou shalt like an airy spirit go.
Airy spirit go.
Cobweb, moat, and mustard seed.
Ready.
And I. Where shall we go?
Be kind and courteous to this gentleman. Hop in his walk and gamble in his eyes. Feed him with apricocks and dewberries. With purple grapes, green figs, and
mulberries.
The honey bags steal from the humble bees. And the night tippers crumple their waxen thighs. And light their match the fiery glowworm's eyes. To have my love to bed and to always to fan the moonbeams from his sleeping eyes.
Nod
him elves and do him courtesies.
Hail, mortal!
That was the end of Act One from A Midsummer Night's Dream by Michael Ching. We heard Delta Capella conducted by Chris Tucker, and you're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. Now, I can't play the entire opera, A Midsummer Night's Dream. We don't have time for that tonight. But I thought I would play you now some arias from the final act. And the story, if you're not familiar with it, is so convoluted, I don't think I'll go into all the details. Let's just say that I find the four selections we're about to hear just delightful vocally. Here's Delta Capella, Riva, Curtis Tucker conducting once again. Selections from the final act of Michael Ching's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Enjoy.
If Titania be awaked, then what it was that next came in her eye, which she must dote on in extremity.
away, you Ethiop! Hang off, thou cat, thou burr! Vile thing, let loose, or I will shake thee from me like a serpent.
Why are you grown so rude? What change is this, sweet love?
Thy love, out, tawny tartar, out, out, loathed medicine, O hated potion, hence.
Hate me, wherefore? Oh, me, what news, my love?
I, by my life, be certain, nothing truer, 'tis no jest. Then I do hate thee and love Helena.
Oh, you juggler, you canker blossom, you thief of love. What have you come by night and stole my love's heart from him? Have you no modesty, no maiden shame, no touch of bashfulness? What will you tear impatient answers from my gentle tongue? Fie, fie, you counterfeit, you puppet, you puppet. Why, so I, that way goes the game. Now I perceive that she hath made compare between our statures. She hath urged her height, and with her personage, her tall personage, she hath prevailed with him. How low am I, thou painted maypole? Speak! How low am I? I am not yet so low but that my nails can reach unto thine arms. Oh, when she is angry, she is keen and shrewd. She was a vixen when she went to school. Though she be but little, and though she be but little, she is fierce, she is fierce, she is fierce, and though she be but little, little again, nothing but low and little, low and little. Why will you suffer her to flout me thus? Let me come to her.
You gone, you dwarf, you minimus of hindering, not grass made.
You are too officious in her behalf,
acorn,
scorns
you
your
feed,
services.
You
let her alone, speak not of Helena, take not her part. For if thou dost intend, never so little show of love to her, thou shalt abide it.
This is high negligence.
Believe me, King of Shadows, I mistook. Did you not tell me I should know the man by the Athenian garments he had on? And so far blameless proves my enterprise that I have anointed the Athenian's eyes.
I'll seize this lover, seek a place to fight. Hide the poor robin, overcast the night. The starry welkin cover thou anon, with drooping fog black as Acheron. Lead these testy rivals so astray, as one comes not within another's way. Till o'er their heads death counterfeity sleep, with leaden legs and batty wings doth creep. Then crush this herb into Lysander's eye.
we shadows have offended, think but this and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here, while these visions did appear, and this weak and idle theme no more yielding but a dream. Gentles, do not reprehend. If you pardon, we will mend.
We heard the voices of Jeremiah Johnson, John Dooley, Laura Stracco Franks, Emily Bodkin, Kyle Huey, Robert Legge, along with Delta Capella Riva, conducted by Curtis Tucker, selections from the second act of A Midsummer Night's Dream by Michael Ching.
Selling an unwanted vehicle can be a hassle, but donating it to KGNU couldn't be easier. Simply provide a clean title, and we'll take care of the pickup and donation receipt. To get started, call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or visit kgnu.org.
This is Opera Box. Now we're going to listen to a piece written in 2011 by Stephen Paulus, a very prolific composer who died in 2014. This work is called Prayers and Remembrances, and it won a posthumous Grammy for the late composer Stephen Paulus in 2016 for Best Contemporary Classical Composition. I think it was the only Grammy that Paulus won over his more than 40-year career of composition. He wrote over 450 works for chorus, orchestra, chamber ensemble, opera, and solo voice. Now let's talk about Prayers and Remembrances, the libretto of which was taken from the writings of no less than St. Francis of Assisi, William Blake, Henry Vaughan, Percy Shelley, John Yellowlark, the Bible, and other traditional native texts. It's a 7-movement work, each movement using carefully selected poems, both secular and non-secular, all touching on the concept of grief, but also of recovery and spirituality in living. Let's listen now to the True Concord Voices and True Concord Orchestra, Eric Holton conducting, Prayers and Remembrances by Stephen Paulus.
Thank you.
We heard soprano Catherine Mueller, mezzo Thea Lobo, tenor Owen McIntosh, and baritone Matthew Goines, the True Concord Voices and True Concord Orchestra, all conducted by Eric Holtan, Prayers and Remembrances by Stephen Paulus. Well, that's it for me, Gary McBride. You've been listening to Opera Box on KGNU. Coming up next, a classic Monday.
What is Colorado Gives Day? It's a day for the generous people in Colorado to do more and give more. By donating to nonprofits and supporting community organizations, our state can do more for all who live here. Go to coloradogives.org to make your contribution to KGNU so we can continue to provide critical services to you.
Musica Mundi is Latin for Music of the World. On Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m., this international show spans the globe in musical styles. From obscure field recordings to new recordings of traditional styles, you'll hear music from around the world that you won't hear anywhere else. That's Musica Mundi, Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. on KGNU.
Support comes from Savory Cuisines, specializing in weddings, special events, and corporate catering. Booking for holiday events and now available for family-style home delivery. More information can be found at savorycuisines.com.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's 8 o'clock, which means up next, it's time for a classic Monday.
Thank you.